Good morning, Nick.
We're going to play good cop, bad cop today.
Yeah.
No, not good debt, bad debt.
Yes.
Let's call it that.
Are you on the black hat or the white hat?
I'm gonna wear the black hat.
I knew that
I'd
somehow.
Rather be the bad guy.
I knew it somehow.
Especially when it comes to debt. No, I don't have as many problems as I may let on.
No, I'm sure that you don't.
Yeah.
But none of us have as many problems often as we perceive, right?
Right.
So that's one of the things is about money management is how we perceive it, right? The kinds of conversation we have with ourselves and our partners. So common statements are things like this. Oh, we've been really good lately. We don't eat out at all.
Yeah.
Or, oh, that was really bad. We should not have bought that stuff and put it on a credit card.
Right.
So that's about how we feel about money. It's not necessarily about the facts about money. It's not necessarily anchored in the math, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do a lot is try and free people from that sense, that sort of money monkey on their back, right? That sense of dread of how they feel about their money.
Yeah.
So here's one of the tips that we give people when they're clients and lots of others, of course, is if you want to know whether you're making a good debt decision or a bad debt decision,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about how you feel about it. Pay attention to that, of course, because the reason you feel that way is from your experiences.
Yeah.
But that's not really how to do it. So here's my suggestion. You make a very simple line down the middle of a paper, divide it into two columns.
Mm-hmm.
On the left is going to be good debt. On the right is going to be bad debt. And under the left, under good debt, you make three entries. The three criteria are, is it a need? Over on the right, you put want.
Okay.
Right? Is it a need versus a want? Is it easily affordable or not easily affordable? Is it a stretch for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you know when it will be paid off? Does it have a defined payment period or is it some sort of open-ended thing like I just make these payments and I'm not quite sure when it will be
when
paid
it
off?
Will end. Someday it'll go away, hopefully.
Exactly. So if you have all three check marks under the left column, under it's a need, it's easily affordable, and you know when it will be paid off, that's a good debt.
Good
in
debt.
My
in your assumption,
right.
yeah.
If any one of those check marks, you know, sort of slithers over to the right column,
yeah.
it's a bad debt.
Okay.
So I'll give you some examples. Let's say that you need a car. You say, I need a car.
Yeah.
Not I want one, I need
you
one.
Need,
right?
You need to get to work.
Right. And you sit down and you decide that what is easily affordable for you is a $300 a month payment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm willing to take this loan for 72 months. Okay. Or 60 months or whatever it is. It's
right.
a defined period, whatever yeah. is good for you.
As long as you know what the period is.
And you go off shopping and you get to the car dealer and it turns out that what you end up buying is a car with a $400 payment.
Yeah.
Now you still needed the car. You still know when it's going to be paid off.
But
maybe that $400 isn't easily affordable for you any longer.
Yeah.
And why I say easily, it's because there's more stuff coming down the pike. People mm-hmm. always seem to make these decisions right now. Oh, I can afford that today. Yeah, but then there's something else that's going to
come up.
So you
yeah.
have to keep leaving room for those things, right? So all you do to turn that from a bad debt to a good debt, because now it's a bad debt. There's a check mark in that not easily affordable column, right?
In the wrong column.
All you have to do to turn it into a good debt, in my opinion, is to move that check mark into the left. So you need to get that payment down to something that is really affordable for you.
All right.
So here's another quick example. Credit card, everybody thinks, oh, that's bad debt. You want it to be a good debt, make sure you know when it's going to get paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're buying things you need and not that you want necessarily.
Yeah.
And make sure that the payments are easily affordable. If you can do all three of those things, do I care if it's a credit card? Not so much.
Yeah.
Would I prefer it to be cash? Of course.
Sure.
But that's how you make these decisions. You don't make them about, I feel like I'm being good about it or I feel like I'm being bad about that. You find a system like this and you get the numbers to line up.
All right. Good debt, bad debt.
Good debt, bad debt.
Good debt, bad debt. It's just fun to say. Dr. Francis Rahm, the money doctor, joins us every week here on the show, Power Down Debt and hugyourstudentdebt.org. If people have questions about this segment or any other of the things that you do, they can reach out to you.
I like good debt, no debt.
Good debt, no debt would be
better. I like good debt, no debt.
Yeah.
You can find us at 413-774-5555 or 773-3333.
All right. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Nick.